Stay tuned now for Shoulta Gale.
Support comes from The Celtic Connection, a monthly paper for people of all backgrounds who enjoy Celtic events and entertainment. More information available at CelticConnection.com.
Stream KGNU from your mobile device or computer. Connect and listen to any of our online streams with our mobile player from your phone, tablet, or computer. KGNU.org offers high-quality streaming for listeners on the go. News.KGNU.org holds endless current event stories. AfterFM.com provides a 24/7 all-music stream online, coupled with archives of studio sessions, interviews, and features. Want a hands-free listening experience? Just tell your smart speaker to play KGNU Radio.
So, Shoulta Gale, Wednesday night, 7 to 8 p.m. Variety of tunes tonight, some old, some new, and a nice interview with Jessie Burns talking about what she has been up to making music with her friends. And I'll get a chance to play some of that music that Jessie has shared with us. So I'm going to start off with a track from Jerry O'Byrne off his Winter Sun CD. And Jerry has family here in the Boulder County area, and was actually here, I think it was in the fall of 2019, and did a little house concert. And it was an intimate house concert in a basement, and he played this particular tune. And I thought it was appropriate for the time of the season. It's called Winter Sun. So here's Jerry O'Byrne with Winter Sun. And then I'm going to follow that up with some tunes from the Chieftains. I'll talk about those after they get played. So here is Jerry O'Byrne.
Thank you. would I do but to fill it again? What would you do if the cows ate the clover? What would I do but to set it again? The Brady's are dug and the frost is all over. Kitty, lie over close to the wall. How would you like to be married to a soldier? Kitty, lie over close to the wall. If you married a soldier, what would I do? Only follow his gun. And what would you do if he died on the ocean? What would I do? Only marry again. Brady's are born, the herons are roasting. Kitty, lie over close to the wall. You to be drunk and I to be sober. Kitty, lie over close to the wall.
Get your heart started for you. Started off with Winter Sun from Jerry O'Byrne, and that is from his album The Bog Bodies and Other Stories. And then followed that up with a rollicking tune from Brian Clancy off his Dingle Moon California Stars album. And I am sure that was Henry the Fiddler playing the fiddle on that one. And then the last tune you heard was The Frost Is All Over off the Chieftains' Voice of Ages album with the Chieftains and the Punch Brothers. I thought since the Chieftains were to have played tonight at the inaugural festivities for President Biden, that I would get a couple of Chieftains tunes on, and particularly Chieftains tunes dealing with winter and cold. And when I put this set list together, I hadn't anticipated a 60-degree day today, and I was thinking it was going to be chilly and frosty, so picked out the set list accordingly. So just pretend like it's cold and frosty and snowy, and a couple of tunes off the Chieftains' San Patricio album. First one is Sailing to Mexico with accompaniment to the Chieftains by our dear friend from Galicia, Carlos Nunez, and then follow that up with The Sands of Mexico from the San Patricio album, Chieftains featuring Rye Cooter. So here is Sailing to Mexico, and then that will be followed up with The Sands of Mexico.
Thank you. Churro Bosco, but the devil got there first. The road was hard, the way was long. Churro Bosco was far worse. Pressed in the Union Army and ordered off to go along the southern border to the sands of Mexico. Now we come from Cork and Kerry, that emerald world has passed. My Mary would be pleased to know I'm a praying man at last. In this distressed country, little comfort do we know. My Bible is my road map on the sands of Mexico. When the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there. The boys will harmonize a lovely Irish air. Take a message to my Mary, she's the one that's true, I know. When you saw me, I had fallen on the sands of Mexico. Now the army used us harshly, we were but trash to them. Conscripted Irish farmers, not first-class soldier men. They beat us and they banged us, mistreated us, you know. But they couldn't make us killers on the sands of Mexico. That's why we call it faith. That's why we call him Lord. That's why I threw away my Yankee sword. Our John Riley seized the day and marched us down the road. And we wouldn't slay our brothers on the sands of Mexico. Righteousness was all in vain. Irish blood was spilled once again. As I stand upon the gallows, it cheers the soul to know history will absolve us on the sands of Mexico. The sands of Mexico, the bloody sands of Mexico. La historia me absolverá on the sands of Mexico.
I've got Jesse Burns on the line. Sorry, hit the wrong button. Started the interview with Jesse before I should have. So let me get that queued up again, and let me introduce an interview that I recorded earlier this week with Jesse Burns, with whom those of you who follow Celtic music in the Boulder area will recognize from her participation in the many sessions that have been held around there. And for those of you elsewhere, Jesse was a longtime member of Gaelic Storm and played fiddle with Gaelic Storm. Lately, she has played with Take Down the Door. And anyway, I'll let you hear in Jesse's own words what she has been up to and what she has planned by way of a violin workshop. Interesting sort of endeavor. And then I'll play a couple of tunes that Jesse and friends recorded last year. So here's the interview with Jesse Burns. I've got Jesse Burns on the line this evening. And Jesse, good evening. How are you tonight?
I'm well, Roger. Thank you so much for having me. How are you doing?
I am very well, thank you. And so, Jesse, I'm sure that many of the KGNU listeners are familiar with you from all of the music you played over the years in and around Boulder. But for those who might be new or not that familiar with you, tell me a bit about yourself. Where are you from? And just what have you been up to?
Oh, well, I haven't, you know, I cancelled all my parties recently. So it's been, you know, no, really. I am from it's kind of southeastern area, coast of England, in an area called East Anglia. And I grew up there till I was about 23. And then I moved to the States to Steamboat Springs for one ski season. And 23 years later, I'm still here with two kids and a husband. So that happened. But yeah, I grew up in rural England, and my dad's family's all Irish, and my mom was actually born in America. And she, since I moved out here, she's actually followed me. So I'm so lucky. I have my mother 2 minutes down the street.
Oh, what a blessing.
Such a blessing. Yeah. Especially in pandemic times, it's such a blessing, yeah, to have her close.
And speaking of pandemic times, what have you been doing for music during these tough times?
Well, I've been having a lovely time listening to it, and really, I've been so excited by how so many creatives, both in music and art and all sorts, but how a lot of people have channeled that energy and just had to look for another outlet and another way of producing art. And it feels like a lot of people have stepped up into the space, and there's so much more new music to listen to. And, you know, you can find sessions streaming from all over the country or all over the world. It seems like the barriers have been let down, and people are working with people on the other side of the world, maybe for the first time. It's just like, you might as well, because, you know, it doesn't really make any difference where anyone is these days. We're all using technology to make it happen. I think that's been a really interesting part of it all, really. Yeah.
What kind of music have you been making using that technology yourself?
Well, I luckily, actually, I have a very busy teaching practice. I teach violin, fiddle, and piano. And so I immediately, I think school shut on the 13th of March, and on the 15th, I'd already switched everyone over to online learning. So I use Zoom to teach, which again started out being a little, you know, I get a big adjustment for everybody, but it just feels normal now. We're all just so used to it. So with my work, I did that. But then with music, my husband, Eric, he's a bassist, Eric Tureen, we did some fundraisers for a theater up in Steamboat and for the food bank here in Lyons. And we would run through Zoom and feed it through Facebook and did some live concerts that way, which was really fun, actually. Once we got used to it, I thought, gosh, this is actually a great way of doing things. Obviously, we prefer live music and performing to a live audience, but I just got used to it. But one of the most exciting things I did, Spanish Peaks Festival, you know, which lots of people around here are very, very fond of and attached to. They were doing an online festival back in September, and Jonathan James, who's a dear friend who helps produce the whole festival, called me up and said, would I want to do something? I said, what kind of thing? He said, anything you can think of, like just anything, go wild. He said, just come up with something new and different. And, you know, I thought, well, what could I do? We don't have to be limited to who's, you know, in the same house as us or anywhere else. I could go anywhere. So I called up two fiddler friends of mine who are both Gaelic Storm fiddlers. One, Katie Grennan, is in the band right now, and Ellery Klein I took over from when I joined the band in 2007. And she, with the three of us, wrote a whole concert. We put a ton of original material in it, and then got Eric on bass, my husband, and Jeff Lindblade on guitar, and John Williams from the Soulless band on accordion. And John Sousa joined us for one number as well, from Boulder. And we had so much fun putting a concert on for Spanish Peaks using a cappella, which is another system that you can record and send your recording to someone else. Then they add their recording, they send it on to the next person. So six of us were sending files around and adding the next part and the next part and the next part, and finally it would be done. And we'd edit it, and that went into a live, a pre-recorded live performance for Spanish Peaks Festival 2020, which was fun.
Oh, that sounds lovely.
Yeah.
And so you have that recording, the finished recording from Spanish Peaks, and if you send that to me, I will get some of it on the air after our interview. And what particular number from that would you like me to play?
Oh, great question. We did have a few favorites, actually, I have to say. Like I said, we did a lot of original compositions on it. And we called ourselves the Bowtides. We had so much fun that we actually have formed a band and hopefully are going to be performing at various festivals. But the Bowtides is our name. And there's a set there. I'll send it to you. And it's called, we called it Minor Reel Set, I think. And it's three original reels that we really put a kind of a funky fiddle accompaniment. I think I played it at the beginning underneath, but it's three reels, but they're all, you know, they all have fiddles doing different things. There's three fiddles, so we could get really creative. So I'll send you that one.
Good.
And then we did a lovely one of some kind of Breton tunes and French Canadian. No, they weren't Breton, excuse me. They were all French Canadian, I think. And I'll send that. Had the tune starting it off, the mouth of the Tobique that people love playing around.
Ah.
And then a nice slow one I wrote called Moon Ring that I love playing. I'll send you that one too, because that had John Williams on accordion, who just added so much to it. It was beautiful.
Well, that sounds wonderful. Now, I understand that you have a workshop forthcoming next month. Can you talk to me a bit about that? What's involved? Who's doing it? When? All of that sort of thing.
Oh, well, yeah, we're really excited about this. This is another big foray into what can we do, you know, these days. And we actually got the Bowtide. So again, it's Ellery Klein, Katie Grennan, and myself. They're both, one's based in Boston there, and Katie's based in Chicago. And we're all good friends with Winifred Horan, who is the fiddle player from Solas. And so Win and ourselves thought to ourselves, gosh, we could put a beautiful workshop on. And our real aim behind it, I think, was we were chatting on a Zoom call, and we all were remembering having really horrific experiences. Most of us, actually, I have to say, in the classical world, where we'd go to a camp often or something, and come out, how can we put it, feeling less sure of ourselves than when we went in. And we, you know, we teach all of us all the time. And so we're really aware of sort of how vulnerable you can be when you're playing music and when you put yourself out there. And we thought we'd love to do a workshop where we tried to really encompass a sense of welcoming and nurturing the people that we're working with. And that was our underlying sort of ethos, thinking as well that we could work with everyone from beginners. We're saying if people can have a year experience under their belt and then up to advanced players. And we're going to be doing some Galician tunes, some Breton tunes, some Irish tunes, a little bit of old time, lots of Irish tunes, I would say. You know, because that's all of our speciality is that. But just fiddle in general and having a great time. And of course, because it's going to be on Zoom, no one can actually hear you. So you can actually like be sitting on your couch playing fiddle with some great players, you know, and you don't have to feel shy. And you can learn a lot, I think. It's going to be really, really fun. At the end of the day, there's going to be a session and also a chat room where you can just hang out with other players and talk about whatever we want to talk about. We've got some ideas for chats, but I think it's going to be really fun.
That sounds very creative, very nice, and very non-threatening. And very nice, particularly for fiddle players who may be a bit more shy and not as comfortable putting themselves out as others. So when will it be?
That's the part I always forget to mention, Roger. It's it's in February. It's actually Valentine's weekend, which is a long weekend, that weekend. So it starts on Friday the 12th and it runs through Monday the 15th of February, and that's in 2020. And all times are East Coast times because we've got people we've got two people on the East Coast teaching, plus there's a bunch of international attendees. So it's kicking off on Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern time. So for us mountain folk, it will be 2 p.m. on Friday. And people can come for one day at a time if they want to, or they can buy a pass for the whole weekend. It's very flexible in terms of attendance.
And where can people find information about all of the dates and times and workshops and so on?
So probably the easiest place to go, I'll send you to my website for right now, and it's jessieburns.com. And if you click on the workshop schedule, you'll see all the information about it, plus a link to Eventbrite, which will enable you to purchase your pass for any of the workshops you want to attend.
So is that Jessie with an I-E?
It is. It's J-E-S-S-I-E and then Burns, which is B-U-R-N-S.com.
Now, one thing that I wanted to ask you that I had hoped to have an answer to before my show last week, which was devoted to Bobby Burns, or Robbie Burns, as the case may be, I suppose. I was helping the Scottish Society of Colorado promoting their virtual Burns night dinner and their haggis sale. So are you related to the late, great Robert Burns?
Well, according to my grandpa, Alec Burns, who was Northern Irish, he says we were, but I mean, I bet anyone with a B-U-R-N-S last name will probably say the same. Yeah, I mean, it's all hearsay, but who knows? I mean, the Scots-Irish, Northern Irish and Scottish links are so, so strong. That who knows? I did almost buy the tartan once because I used to do a bunch of Caledonian dancing, and I went to Edinburgh and looked at it, and it was incredibly expensive, was my first thought. And then I thought, oh, it's actually not one of the really pretty ones. You know how some of them are gorgeous tartans, and I have to say the Burns one is not. It's a little sludgy green and muddy colored. I was a bit disappointed.
Well, at least you looked, and I'm sure that there is a relationship at some point there. Maybe. So, is there a name for the workshop? What are you calling it?
Yes, we are. We're calling it February Fiddle Frenzy.
February Fiddle Frenzy. Yes. And February 12th through the 15th, right, online via Zoom. Yes. And for information, go to jessieburns.com. And there will be a link there where you can go and find the information. So, Jesse, as always, it is lovely seeing you and talking with you, although I regret that it can't be in person, but at least it's via Zoom so we can see each other.
We can. We're making the best of it, Roger, and I can't wait till we're all out and about and we can greet each other like normal and have some tunes. I can't wait for that.
I'm with you. Well, best of luck with the workshop, and take care, and hope to see you again soon.
Yes, thank you so much. Take care.
You're welcome, Jesse. Bye-bye. So, lovely conversation with the lovely and talented Jesse Burns. Here are a couple of the tunes that she mentioned. I think I'm going to start off with one called Minor Reels, and then I'll follow that up with the another tune that she mentioned called Moon Ring. So Minor Reels and then Moon Ring from The Bow Tides.
1, 2, 3, 4. Thank you.
Moon Ring, original composition by Jesse Burns, featuring Jesse Burns, Katie Grennan, and Ellery Klein on fiddles. Three members of a very exclusive sorority, the three fiddlers from Gaelic Storm. That one featured Jesse's husband, Eric Thurene, on bass, Jonathan Sousa on guitar, and John Williams on accordion. Before that, Minor Reels. First was Mike's Per Diem by Katie Grennan, Hills of Galena, and Fragility of Memory by Ellery Klein, and Jesse, Katie, and Ellery on fiddles, Eric on bass, and Jeff Lindblade on guitar for that one. So Jesse, Katie, and Ellery are three of the four fiddle teachers who will be putting on the fiddle workshop with Winifred Horan, who is a fiddler and one of the founding members of Solus. So go to jesseburns.com for more information about that. So coming up to the top of the hour and running out of time, actually. I just noticed I've only got about 10 minutes left. I wanted to play a tune that I started to play last week and ran into technical difficulties and wasn't able to get it on. But it's off a relatively new album called Lightning in the Dark from a singer-songwriter out of Edinburgh named Tom Fairney. Tom is one of the members of a group that performed here along with KGNU's very own Madeline Cave, a group called Tom Foolery. So it was Madeline, Tom Fairney, Jane Fairney, and Graham Hoyt. Madeline and Graham are now in quarantine in France. And so this is a tune called Lightning in the Dark, title track from an album of the same name that Tom came over and recorded at a very, very well-known studio in Austin with one of the better engineers and producers in the country, and a lot of session players, studio musicians from around Austin. Tom calls his brand of music Celticana, a blend of Celtic and Americana. So with that, here is Lightning in the Dark from Tom Fairney.
Well, build my gallows and build them high. Makes a long time climbing before I die. I want the chance to spit in his eye. Well, he gave me balls, but I can see between to a dusty yard and a long gone green. They call that freedom, if you know what I mean. And I drown my sorrows, but the whiskey's gone. I'm sober as a judge, makes a bone on the dry county line. I pledge the part. Well, they trailed me down when I broke free. I drank all the whiskey in Tennessee. I don't drink water, no, you know what I mean. I mean an empty chamber and a foolish heart. Oh, there's more than one way to break apart. There are endings here, don't know where to start. Spend my time looking for a spark and finding a lady when I was lost. Well, I burned those bridges before I crossed. Paid the price, I made my mark. And all I got was lightning in the dark. So the story goes, Lost a hand, one of dead man's clothes. I got the finest shoes walking on death road. And it's a gambler's vice that only lose a see. I called him blind, but the devil saw me. Called him out, oh, you know what I mean. She's a dance hall diamond built to last. The rumor spread in another man's eye. She was the reason he was glad to die. And just for good measure, I set her free. A judgment and a sentence fell on me. See them both in hell, you know what I mean. I mean an empty chamber and a foolish heart. Of the more than one way to break apart. There are endings here, don't know where to start. Spend my time looking for a spark and finding a lady when I was lost. I burned those bridges before I crossed. Paid the price, I made my mark. And all I got was lightning in the dark. I mean an empty chamber and a foolish heart. There's more than one way to break apart. There are endings here, don't know where to start. Spend my time looking for a spark and finding a lady when I was lost. Burned those bridges before I crossed. Paid the price, I made my mark. But all I got was lightning in the dark. Yeah, all I got was lightning in the dark.
All right, Tom Fernie, good old Tom, what a guy. All right, I'm going to close out now. Coming up to the top of the hour, be sure and stay tuned for Musica Mundi with Mariah Coe coming out of our Boulder studio. And here is a track from a new album called Countless Isles and Endless Miles, by a group out of Glasgow called Trail West, and the lively number called Mouse in the Kitchen, and I think you'll like it. So here is that, and I will hand it off to Mariah at the top of the hour, fade out Mouse in the Kitchen, and come back next week, and I think Natalie will be at the microphone for Shoulder Gale next week. Thanks for tuning in. It's been a pleasure playing music for you tonight.
You're listening to KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins.
Tune in to Indian Voices, Sundays at 3 o'clock on KGNU. Join award-winning host Teresa Halsey as she explores Native American issues, music, and culture. That's Indian Voices, Sundays at 3 o'clock on KGNU.
Thank you for listening to KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. The show is Musica Mundi. My name is Mariah. Tonight, we are celebrating Vice President Kamala Harris. She is female, she is Black, but she is also Indian American or South Asian in heritage. So tonight, Musica Mundi will feature music from or influenced by India. Enjoy.